on the good ship. Lollipop, it's a sweet trip to a candy shop where bonbons play on the sunny beach in Peppermint Bay.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Please email me questions at bruce@brucesallan.com. That's Bruce and Sallan, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in school, .com. This segment is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, the group I trust and use to handle my money. Reach them at npier.com. That's N-P-I-E-R.com. We are going to continue now with the men's room and Wayne Levine, and we're going to be talking about the middle school syndrome. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to my show, Wayne.
Well, I want to say it's a pleasure to be here, but first of all, I think you need to get a new engineer. I don't appreciate good ship lollipop. This is the men's room. This is the men's room.
Well, I don't know. Shirley Temple, I think, belongs on the men's room every now and then.
I don't know. I find a replacement, Bruce.
Okay. Right. But, I mean, how about Mr. Bojangles? I mean, he was wonderful.
He was wonderful. Yeah, that was good.
So I understand you're doing a blood drive, and we have interrupted it. This is among the many good works that BetterMen.org does. So tell us briefly about it before we get to our topic.
Yeah, Betterman Community Service has gotten a lot of our effort beginning this year, and we're doing a blood drive for Children's Hospital Los Angeles, and the blood mobile's in front of the building, and it's the most fun I've ever had giving blood. Sitting giving blood and watching the men that you love coming into the bus and behind you, it's been terrific, and it's a good thing to do. It's healthy for us to get that iron out of our system, especially I think for men. So it's a good thing all the way around. So we're going to try to do that quarterly here.
That's a great thing. Yeah. I can picture, knowing so many of the men in the circle, which ones are kind of wimpy about it and which ones aren't. Might be a surprise, I would guess.
Yeah, it's a good time, though.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure. Because in the circle, nobody wants to look a weak, and the ones that do occasionally or get a little lightheaded, it has to be a funny moment.
Hey, listen. I'm very comfortable with my masculinity, and there has been a time or two giving blood that I had to lay down a little bit afterwards. So, you know, it happens.
Well, I actually passed out once.
Did you?
Yeah, I stood up to do a chest x-ray right after giving some blood, and the technician turned around, and there was nobody in front of the x-ray because I had collapsed on the ground. So we all have our moments.
I wish I'd like to see that on YouTube.
Yes, indeed.
But let's move on.
Middle school. You've been through it with two kids, a boy and a girl.
Yeah.
Do you agree with me that that is a really difficult transition for kids and parents? And if you don't, and if you do, I'd like to hear what you have to say.
Well, read your stuff. I definitely agree with the parents. I mean, the schools demand so much of our time, and it's a trap that we fall in. It's very difficult to let the kids go. I think so. It is difficult for moms especially. But I have another take on my middle school experiences, if you don't mind me jumping in.
You mean your own or yours as a parent?
Mine as a parent.
Okay.
The middle school is just a treacherous place for boys. And what happens in middle school is that their new rules and regulations are heaped upon them. And as they're growing up and getting into, you know, they're in their teen years, they're asked, the boys especially, the boys are asked to act more like girls. If you take a look at who's in detention in middle schools, it's almost exclusively boys. That's been my experience. And if the boys act like good little girls and they don't go to detention, I've had just several very uncomfortable interactions with administrators in the middle schools.
Could you be a little more specific? I know what you're talking about, and I, being the father of two boys, have experienced it and rail against it. I mean, boys are discouraged, even in an elementary school, from being boys.
Yes. And so, look, the teachers are overworked. There are too many kids in the classroom. What happens is, as soon as there's an issue with a kid who's not paying attention, being a bit of a problem, they're being sent to the principal's office. So nothing's being done in the classroom to interest the kids, to get their attention, maybe to give some of the more advanced kids a little more work so they're not bored, to help out the kids who are lacking and acting out because they can't keep up, whatever the reason is. They're being sent, they're being labeled as troublemakers. And my son was a straight-A student during middle school, but he was getting sent to the principal's office all the time because he's goofing around. And I finally told him, I said, you have got to shut up now. I said, you have a bullseye on the back of your head. The minute anything happens, you're going to get blamed for it. And I said, I don't want to get called anymore. And so for eighth grade, he behaved. And I said, when you get to high school, you won't have all these restrictive rules. For instance, he was sent to detention once for cutting through on the grass part of the school instead of going on the sidewalk. Hmm. He was sent to detention. It got ridiculous, and I could feel more and more restriction as the boys needed more and more freedom.
Well, the other thing that contributes to this is that so many, especially in elementary school, a little less so in middle school and a little less so in high school, but so many of both the administrators and the teachers are women. And so the feminization of our school system, including the district offices and the district administrations, has really taken over.
Well, that's been a problem for years. I mean, very few male
teachers. Come on, when we went to elementary school, we had male teachers. I mean, there's not a single male teacher at elementary school these days that, for the most part. I mean, I'm exaggerating. There's one or two.
No, it's very important. When you talk about the feminization of our boys, you know, it's a very loaded word, but it simply is keeping the boys from having the masculine input they need, which is a problem that we've been having for generations now. We have men now who are highly feminized in our community because they did not have enough dad, not just from their father, but from other men in their lives. They just didn't have it. So they've been taught to react as women, taught to see the world the way women see the world, taught to deal with their problems the way women deal with their problems. And for women, it's great, but it doesn't work for men. And it's one of the reasons why we have a lot of men who are very unhappy and very lost.
Well, at that age also, in middle school age, boys are and girls, of course, are grappling with puberty and sexuality. And the boys, again, are getting in trouble for doing things that in the past would have been considered a minor infraction and now potentially can get them sent to jail.
Yes.
Just an inappropriate touch or an accidental touch in the wrong place or pulling on a girl's pigtail.
Yes.
Is perceived as a sexual harassment or sexual assault when truly that's not what's going on.
Well, look, it's a reflection of our litigious society, and it's horrendous. But things have definitely changed. And, you know, I recently heard that there was an outbreak of gonorrhea in our local middle school.
Wow.
So things have, I mean, look, things have really changed. It's crashing down on our boys.
Well, that's why the dropout rate in high school is much higher for boys.
Yeah.
That's why the college admission rate now is majority girls. The statistics for boys are alarming as far as drug use, crime. It's always been that way, but it's even worse.
Yeah.
And I think that transition begins at middle school, which is why I think it's become a bigger problem than it ever used to be.
So, you know, what do parents need to know? You need to make sure that your boys have all the masculinity they need. They need to be with men, they need to be with fathers, and if dad's not around, then moms, you need to seek out someone else who can be role models for your boys. Even if they argue against it, even if they fight, you have to make the decision for your boys because they don't always know what's best for them. They're kids. But if you can get them a big brother through an organization.
Especially if there's not a dad in the picture.
That's
Wayne,
right.
We're actually almost out of time. By the way, that is the reason I asked you if I could bring my boys to the fundraiser this weekend that you're hosting.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want them to be around the male energy as much as possible, even though I'm there all the time for them. They need more than just me, and they're lucky to have me, of course, but they need more than that.
Well, I'm bringing my foster teen little brother.
Terrific, terrific. Too, so. Tell our listeners where people can reach you, please.
bettermen.org, and you can find out how I help men to be better men, fathers, and husbands, and pick up a copy of my book, Hold On To Your Nuts, and see what we're doing for our community.
And I can vouch for the fact that you've made me a better man, husband, and friend. And I thank you, Wayne. We'll talk to you next week. See you Saturday. I want to thank North Pier for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. It's time for a break. You can tweet me at Bruce Allen. We'll be back with Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap.